From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nina Maria Potts. Ukraine says one of its military transport planes was shot down in the east of the country amid clashes with pro-Russian separatists. The plane was hit with a missile more powerful than a shoulder-carried one, which was, according to Ukrainian reports, probably fired from Russia. NATO has also reported a Russian troop build-up near the Ukrainian border. The White House has expressed its ongoing concern.
There's still a lot of violence there. There's still indications that the Russians haven't taken the necessary steps to close off the border, that there are still heavy weapons and materiel that's being provided from the Russian side over to pro-Russian separatists on the Ukrainian side. There continue to be concerns about whether or not President Putin is actually using the influence he has with those pro-Russian separatists to encourage them to abide by a ceasefire agreement.
Israel's military said on Monday that it had shot down a drone along its southern coastline. The drone reportedly came from Gaza and was shot down by a Patriot surface-to-air missile. The military wing of the Palestinian militant group Hamas has claimed it sent homemade drones over Israel. Israel has yet to comment. The wrecked cruise ship Costa Concordia successfully floated about 30 metres on Monday as salvage workers slowly raise it above the water. The salvage team says the riskiest moment is over, as they had feared the boat could split apart when it floated away from its underwater platform. The refloating is expected to take 6 or 7 days, as Elena Casas reports from Rome.
The Costa Concordia's weed-covered hull slowly emerged from the sea on Monday as salvage teams pumped compressed air into tanks tied to its sides. It rose about a metre off its underwater platform and floated free, to the relief of workers who feared the rusty wreck could break apart. The ship contains hundreds of gallons of oil that would cause an environmental disaster if they leaked into the pristine marine reserve around the island of Giglio. The wreck was then tugged 30 metres away from the coast. This is just the first step in a refloating operation that's expected to take 6 or 7 days and cost €1.5 million before the liner can be towed back to its home port of Genoa for scrap. Elena Casas, Rome.
The Church of England's ruling General Synod has voted to allow women to become bishops for the first time in its history. A previous attempt to pass the measure was voted down in 2012. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, had said the exclusion of women from the Church's senior posts was incomprehensible to the general public. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Officials from the US Department of Defense are reported as saying that an American soldier held by the Taliban for 5 years is set to return to active duty this week. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl was released 6 weeks ago in exchange for 5 senior Taliban detainees and has been undergoing therapy in Texas. Our US correspondent Lorna Shaddock reports.
28-year-old Sergeant Bo Bergdahl has spent the last 6 weeks being given counselling at an army hospital in San Antonio, during which he was also participating in debriefs about his time as a prisoner of the Taliban in Afghanistan. But officials say he's now ready to assume a job on the same base at Army North Headquarters. This, they add, is part of Bergdahl's reintegration into army life, and he'll be living in barracks alongside other soldiers. Bergdahl's release on the 31st of May came as part of a controversial prisoner swap that saw 5 Taliban detainees handed over to the government of Qatar. Major General Kenneth Dahl has been assigned to investigate Bergdahl's disappearance from his outpost in Afghanistan back in 2009, amid claims that he walked away of his own free will. But up until now, the army has said that investigation would wait until Bergdahl's health had improved. Lorna Shaddick, Washington.
In earnings released for the second quarter, American banking giant Citigroup has announced a profit of $181 million, down from over $4 billion last year. This comes after the bank reached a settlement with the US Justice Department over allegations it sold subprime mortgages in the run-up to the financial crisis. The Nobel Prize-winning author Nadine Gordimer has died at her home in South Africa at the age of 90. She won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1991 in recognition of her enormous contribution to telling the story of South Africa's struggle against apartheid. In more than 30 novels, she gave voice to the iniquities of whites' minority rule, and she was also honoured with a Booker Prize in 1974. And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting.